Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, DeAndrick, and today we're going to be discussing the movie of the year. So my pick for movie of the year is Everything Everywhere All at Once, a film distributed by A21. It's a sci-fi slash adventure, and it's literally everything that you'd need, and it's so current, and it's so fresh, and it's a 10 out of 10. So, I'm going to basically give you guys a synopsis. When an interdimensional being rupture unravels reality, an unlikely hero must channel her newfound powers to fight bizarre and bewildering dangers from the multiverse as the fate of the world hangs in the balance. So, first, I want to talk about my first impressions. So, I literally saw, but when it was coming out in the week of... I saw a couple trailers, some teasers, but I really didn't, click on it because I was everyone was movie of the year, and me, when it comes to, huge releases and, everyone watching it, I can be just a little bit stubborn because, for me, I can find it overwhelming because it's everyone's so into this, and me, we all being different, and I'm okay, we get it. So then, one Friday or Saturday afternoon, I'm leaving work, and my father's we're gonna go see the movie. And I'm ooh, yes. So, mind you, I'm going into the movie theater with no prior experience or not that much exposure into it because I didn't even see the trailer, really. I just seen a couple, shots and, the, promotional posters and promotional pics from it. So, going into the movie, I'm not knowing what to expecting and mind completely blown. Life changed forever. So, I really want to, spoiler alert ahead, I really want to dive into the plots and the subplots and really dig into it. So, the subplot and the plot of the movie, it's about a family. There's so many, it's about a family, really. It's about relationships, a relationship between a mom and her daughter who grew disconnected. About a wife and a husband who also, is facing disconnect from stress. And on top of that, they're being audited, very ordinary world. And on top of that, what really drew me in was the great acting and also that the daughter was a part of the LGBT community, which is played by Stephanie Hsu, which I stand. And so there's that on top of that. And I feel I felt with a lot of families, they have a hard time opening up to LGBT plus relationships and, really adjusting to their child and who they once thought their child was. And I feel like I can relate to mostly from and I think I really connect with it because from my own experience with exploring my interests and my attraction, I really don't want to use the word sexuality because they feel like the word sex is really being overtaken by something else. So I'm really the law of attraction, not law of attraction, but experiencing attraction, in feelings, and voice, vernacular, and the aura, the energy, and the way that LGBT people hold themselves in this manner and the way that they express themselves. So I think I really resonated with that and the fact that Joy, who's the daughter in the movie, she was experiencing verbal abuse from her mom, and her mom was being really, really controlling. And I think I've experienced that not from my mom, but from middle school and like growing up and going through puberty and being and in the school environment, I really did face. And from, like, you know, cousins and family events, I've really experienced some verbal abuse about, you know, the way I decided to express myself and the way how I voiced myself. And I think it was really empowering for, you know, that to be the foil. Her foil character was really Jobu Tubaki. And on that other side was someone so powerful, so divine, and so brokenly, you know, so broken, but not broken at the same time, but broken, but in power, strong. And I felt like I could relate in a little bit because although I have experienced adverse verbal abuse, verbal bullying, you know, the whole time yards on top of being black and now coming into and getting into my Latino culture and my Latino roots, having, you know, just really taking in identity. And Jobu Tubaki, her story is Evelyn from another universe. You know, this Evelyn was like, she poured all, she wanted the best for her daughter, so she ended up being a science project for her, and that ended up like giving her so much power. And it kind of brought chaos, and the movie was chaotic in the most good way, and it reminds me of the chaos of the world, because life really is about chaos. I mean, every single moment, or not every single moment, but there are moments of chaos that can be so, so overwhelming and just so, so much that it can feel like the norm. But what I really love about this is that the movie really connects back to, at its core, familial relationships, you know, like bonding with your family, you know, realizing that, hey, you know, despite your differences, I still love and I still accept you. And she wanted, and at the end of the day, you know, between all these multiverses and all of the talents and all the versions of Evelyn, she still wanted to be with her daughter. And it's very much like, I love you in every single universe, and I just want to, you know, be a mom to her daughter. And I think that just really got me, and I really, really felt that, because part of me have always just wanted a connection like that, honestly, but not without the hardships. I'm not sure, maybe, but like, I feel like a lot of the hardships that I've experienced have really, really wounded me and really, really created phantom wounds, almost like emotional poison, so to speak. And so it can feel really raw and unfiltered processing these emotions and talking them through and finding a way to articulate. But the movie has so many high points and so much culture to take in and so many life lessons to learn and just so much fulfilled. I felt fulfilled. I felt joyous. I felt happy. I felt sad. I felt the movie allowed me to feel every single emotions, and maybe emotions that I never thought I felt before. And experiencing it in the theater was just something else. So I was sat by a couple and my siblings, and I really enjoyed seeing how other people reacted. And that was just so fun because it was really good, and I'm still raving about it, and I think that everyone should go see it. So yeah, so what am I saying? What I'm saying is that you should go see the movie, check it out, and see what it's about, and get into it. So yeah, that's about it for me today. I feel like I really got to the core and really did some work and really figured out what's going on beneath the surface of me and just chatting and just venting and just letting it all out. But yeah, so thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to check out Everything Everywhere All at Once. Don't forget to follow the cast, follow A24, follow the Daniels who created the film, and cast me in every movie. And yeah, so yeah, guys, that's it. Also, don't forget to check out my book, which is available on Amazon. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and yeah, thanks.